This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz. Hope it's a special day for you. None of us like being in difficult situations. It's one of the deepest desires of our life to avoid whatever is necessary in the area of difficulties. Wouldn't it be wonderful if life was free of trouble? But of course, life's not like that. I've yet to meet anyone who's not had his or her share of difficulties. And a lot of our prayers, if we pray, are in the hope that our difficulties will somehow be taken away, or that instead of difficult times, we'll just float along and have a comfortable time. We might say, Lord, look, I'm a good person. Just leave me alone. I don't hurt anybody. So we're so adverse to difficulties that we don't even like mentioning that word. We'd rather call them something else, like a challenge. And this would, I guess, put them in a better way and takes away the pain of recognizing some of these things as difficulties. But some people like to say, listen, the word difficulty, that's not in my dictionary. But, of course, the difficulties won't go away just by simply ignoring them or calling them by some other name. In New York, on the Fifth Avenue in New York, in front of the RCA building, stands a gigantic statue of Atlas. Now, here he is carrying the world on his shoulders. He's barely standing up under the pressure. And he says you can try to live your life like that, feeling like the world is on your shoulders. But on the other side of Fifth Avenue is St. Patrick's Cathedral, and there's a statue of the boy Jesus holding up the world. And you know what? He's holding up the world with one hand, with great ease. So it says to me, look, you've got a choice. If you're going to carry the whole weight of the world on your shoulders, well, okay, be it as it may. But if you're going to let Jesus carry it for you, it won't be such a problem. So trust in God. It's a process. It's building off the relationship that you have with God. So if you don't have a relationship with God today, it will be pretty well nigh impossible to trust him when you're going through a hard time. We look at the Old Testament, for example, and we meet David. And he was David who faced many difficulties and many trials, actually, over a period of about 13 years. And he became a king, and quite a successful king. But years later, here were some of the words that he wrote. You've tested me, O God. You've refined me as silver is refined. You've allowed me to be trapped in nets. You allowed heavy, oppressive burdens to be laid on my back. You allowed men to ride over my head. You took me through the burning fire and through icy cold water. But finally, God, you brought me into a place of spiritual abundance and anointing, where my cup is now overflowing with blessing to multitudes of people. Praise the Lord. So that's a paraphrase version of Psalm 66. It's a great read. And then fast forward to the New Testament. We read in Mark chapter 4, an interesting story from verse 35 of this day. A terrifying storm struck, and it was a great time of panic and difficulty for the disciples of Jesus, because there they were out in the boat with him, and you have suddenly this huge storm hits the lake, and they were going through this horrifying experience that they're going to sink and drown. And here was Jesus asleep in the back of the boat, and his terrified friends woke him up. They were really fearing for their life. And they thought, of course, the result would be that they would drown. But Jesus got up from his sleep. He ordered the wind and the waves to be still, and everything becomes calm. So here was a real miracle. The point is, I think, that storms are a part of life. Every one of us will go through storms. I hope that you haven't been through one recently. And the scripture says to be patient when you have trouble. Pray all the time. That's Romans 12, verse 12. And I want to encourage you today to think that Jesus is the Saviour of the world. With him at the centre of your life, everything has a purpose, even those difficulties. If a man has a why for his life, he can bear with almost any how. Some philosopher has said that. Well, Lord, we feel it's true. Just help us to trust you today in those difficult periods of life. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.